This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about the importance of detaching from the outcome. Sometimes my faith will lead me down a path of praying for something and becoming fixated on achieving that one specific goal. Of course, I believe anything is possible with God, so I not only name it and claim it, but I show up with the time frame and the game plan too. So when things don't show up when I expect them to, or how I expect them to manifest, I can quickly become disappointed and ultimately feel defeated. The lesson is, while God urges us to ask Him for the desires of our heart, it is also necessary to detach from the when and the how our blessings will unfold. This is exactly what Joseph did when he was wrongly imprisoned for 12 years. Even though he was desperate to be freed, he detached from the when and the how he would be released and trusted that God had a greater plan at work. And when we read the story of Joseph, we know that was exactly what was happening. God's plan led to Joseph going from the prison to the palace in the same day. This is something that Joseph's plan could not have resulted in. So today, let us detach from our own plans and from our own understanding of our plans and cling to these words. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not on your own understanding. Proverbs 3:5. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, pray and then detach.